back again. Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike, it's 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Feel a little bit better today. Jackie Baseball puts me 1 day closer to Saturday. I'm excited about that. Holla at your boy.
Belichick.
I'm excited for Saturday as long as it's not the Mets. Little bit scared.
Little worried about the Mets.
Little scared.
Come on, Reese.
Little scared.
Come on, Reese.
Yeah, let's go Brewers. I'll say that while losing four to the Brewers.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we do have a breather after yesterday. Boy, nobody was happy yesterday. You weren't happy listening. I wasn't happy. Ike, you weren't happy.
Nope.
Jack was probably a little happy, actually.
Yeah, he probably was a little happy.
Yeah, put that to the side for a moment. So it is the big show as always. You know, 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a full hour of yelling and screaming. It's going to be great. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Jordan Mailata joins us, as he does every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Top 5 of 5 coming at 5. We have a fantasy update later. I know you're locked in for that one. But it's not only the bye week for the team. On some level, it's a bye week for us. So the team gets a chance to take a breather, reassess, right? Look at what they've done, look at what they're going to do, and attack after the bye week. And Ike, I'm giving you who are listening, I'm giving you a chance to reassess as well. We're going to play a game on the WIP Afternoon Show today called Hold 'em or Fold 'em. Ah, I wish Jack could hit the thing there, but
yeah, he's not
on his game.
Wait, I'm gonna... now he comes in late with it.
Yeah, well, now he's trying. there we go. Win or hold him.
Tell you, if the rest of the day is going to be like this.
Win or hold him.
I was talking to a caller.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, holy cow.
All right.
So we have our moments.
Yes. You haven't really been on point for like weeks now.
I'm barely behind the board anymore.
That was his Jalen thing.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're not getting along and we're fighting all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
So, with Hold 'em or Fold 'em, we all made our... Okay. Cue it right up to no one to hold them, when to fold them. That's the only criticism I have there. So, with a Hold 'em or Fold 'em, all right. With Hold 'em or Fold 'em, I'm going to give you a chance to look back at your preseason prediction for the Eagles. We all made our predictions. Here's how many games they're going to win. Here's how far they're going to go in the playoffs. Blah, 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 blah. And everyone's going to have a chance to redo it. You're going to be able to hold 'em, which means you will stay with what your prediction was, or fold 'em, and you will get to redo your prediction and say, you know what, my prediction was completely wrong. I've seen 4 weeks of this team, and I know what they are. They're not what I thought they were. So, as you know, your name is first on the show, Ike.
Yeah.
You are the football expert on the show. You played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I did.
You get to go first. Ike.
I get to show my cards first.
You get to count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Right.
No, you get to hold them or fold them.
Hold them.
You're holding them.
No, I'm just repeating what
you're
saying.
Yes, you get to hold them, which means you're staying with your preseason prediction, which I believe was 12-5.
Yep.
And in the NFC Championship game or something of that like. But you can either hold them or fold them. Ike, what are you doing?
Well, let me just get it out of the way. I'm certainly going to hold them.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I didn't get in this game to fold them at the first sign of adversity or the first sign of, you know, maybe you have just got the card that you wanted, and maybe, you know, that player over there. Okay, I'm trying to give a whole poker reference here. It's not really working for me.
I tried.
My point is this. I'm going to hold them. They're sitting at 2-2 right now. They're sitting at 2-2 right now. And listen, yesterday was painful for me to get through. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Because my natural reaction is to defend the Birds.
But you knew it wasn't right at the time.
Of course.
Yes.
And listen, I was upset
and
disappointed mainly at the effort. So I understood. I wasn't upset that they lost the game. You know, even though I picked them to win Friday, deep down, I knew yesterday or Sunday's game would be a difficult game for them to win. But I didn't expect them to go down there and go down 24-0 and really never appear to be in the game. That's what was so frustrating to me. Even with that, I still have great hopes for this team. I still believe that this team has a chance to do something special. They got a lot of work to do. I'm not telling you they don't have a lot of work to do, and it starts at the quarterback position, cleaning up his play, making sure that he is either an asset or a driving force. He certainly can't be a detriment to the team, someone that hurts the team's chances of winning. Just like the head coach, but mainly him. He can't be that when they come back from the bye week. I still believe that he can get this fixed. Tell me it's blind faith, green goggles, whatever. That's where I'm at. After 4 weeks, I'm not throwing in the towel. And not only that, I think the schedule sort of lightens up for us a little bit here over the next month when you look at Cleveland, New York, Cincinnati, and Jacksonville.
Mm.
Not easy wins,
yep.
But not wins that you can't get.
Sure.
Like, you can beat those teams. Cincinnati may be playing better in a few weeks. They certainly have the talent. And I expect that to be a tough game when they go to Cincinnati. But playing Cleveland at home, playing New York on the road, playing Jacksonville at home, at worst, we should be 3-1 over the next month. So in 3-1, we're sitting at, what, 5-3
mm-hmm.
after 8 games with 9 left to play? 5-3 with 9 left to play, I'm okay with that. You finish up 4 out of your 5 games at home at the Link against inferior competition, with the exception of the Dallas. Well, I can't even. Yeah, with the exception of the Dallas Cowboys at that time, Pittsburgh may be still a good team at that time. But this team should get better. So I'm going to hold them 12-5. It's shaky. It's shaky. But I look around the league, and there are a lot of teams that are just now starting to find their footing. Some surprises early. We'll see how this thing shakes out over the next month. I think the Eagles have a chance to get healthy with their schedule and healthy physically. I still believe in the talent. I'm going to hold them.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's hold'em or fold'em day on the WIP afternoon
that's
show.
A pair.
We are giving you
no balls.
We are giving you the chance to redo your preseason prediction. That would be folding them or hold them. You can stick with your preseason prediction. Or I guess folding them would be you also saying that your preseason prediction wasn't good enough, but I don't think anybody's
well,
going there.
Yeah, going
yeah,
down
I don't think anybody's going there.
No one's increasing their window?
Nah, I don't think so. So my preseason prediction was more conservative than most. I did say that I thought they would win 10 games. They would be 10-7. And I did say also that there was a possibility they would start off slow. There was a world in which they start off slow. They get better as they start to, you know, get a better grasp of the offense, get a better grasp of the defensive, you know, new defensive coach, and that they come together in the second half of the season. Unfortunately, the vibes do not indicate to me that that is the direction that it would go. In fact, the vibes seem so shaky right now. I feel like there's a better chance of it unraveling completely than it going the other way and them coming together. So I am going to revise my prediction to closer to an 8-win team. And here is why. The quarterback has not evolved in a way that I had hoped. He's still turning the ball over. He is still not under center. He is still not getting rid of the ball quickly. He does not seem to be processing things the way that we want him to. And he is, for a team that is based around the offense, insanely important in this team evolving. The second thing is that there's more evidence so far that the defense is terrible than it's mid-pack. And we did not need the defense to be top 10, but we needed them to be mid-pack. There was one example of them playing well this year. There have been little pockets in games, but overall, 3 out of the 4 games have been not particularly, would not give you optimism that the defense is going to pull it together. And then there's just the weirdness. There's the tweets after the game. There's the Slay going on the podcast with Micah Parsons. There's the quarterback won't take easy layups on the coach. And that coach and quarterback tension, I'm telling you, for two guys that are 3-4 years into their career is not good when they both need each other. Because I will say this, there's a better chance of both of them not being here next year than one of them being back and the other one not being back. They need each other. And one side of the does not feel like he needs it. So the vibes are not good. and I feel shaky on all of it, so I am folding them. 215-592-9494. Are you holding them or folding them on your preseason prediction of the Eagles? Jack, you had them with 11 wins. Yeah. Are you holding or folding?
Folding.
Okay.
Folding. You kidding me? Okay. I mean, holy cow.
Did you make that prediction just so you could fold it earlier? Yeah.
I thought they were going to be better. Okay. I really did. I thought they were going to be better. I thought Jalen was going to... I know I'm painted as anti-Jalen. I don't know how anyone could come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I have no idea how.
I thought he was going to be better, and he looks like the exact same quarterback, if not like a smidge worse.
So you're folding.
I'm folding.
What is your new prediction?
9-7.
Okay. They're only going to play. They're going to give up on the last game.
I haven't adjusted to the 17-game schedule yet.
All right, that's fair. 215-592-9494. It's hold them or fold them. Can you play the music one more time just so I have it there? Hold them or fold them day. Wow, he's just... There we go. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter, the Tim Raines of the WIP Afternoon Show, Corey in Columbus, the trader, you're on WIP. Hey, Corey.
What's up, man? Listen, I told y'all yesterday, I'm riding with the Eagles until the shit falls. What did I say, 12-5?
Yes.
You know, I said 12-5. I'm riding with 12-5. Look, we 2-2. Hold on, we got this schedule. I'm looking at it, man. We got the
mistake. Dude, the schedule's not as easy as people keep saying.
Oh, it's easy. Dude, well,
what are you talking
not that
about?
Difficult.
This is a mediocre football team. It's like, we're going to go beat the Browns.
We got the mistake by the lake coming to Philly.
Okay.
Right? Then we got the New Jersey Giants. Then we got the Southern Ohio Pussycats. Come on, man. What the schedule, man? Come on, man. Like, Batman is going to be back. Gotham City Batman is going to be be back. Listen, I'm not jumping off this ship yet. I'm not SOS-er. I don't need to make no fire to alert nobody to come save me. No, listen, we it's a bye week. I heard Vic Bangio say Cooper DeJean is close. I told y'all, listen, Maddox, that dude, we don't ever need to see him play football again. He can retire right now. We will need to see this dude play. All right. Darius Slay, this dude is a clown. We got to deal with a clown. Like, you know what it is with Darius Slay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a little change. I realized I studied this dude and I figured it out. When that dude played in Detroit, Detroit had no expectations. So that dude was the best player on the team. So he was never getting flat. Like, you know, when we got Slay, he's our cornerback. You know, he's the top guy in the league. So there was never no expectations. You come to Philly, now expectations every year to win. That's his problem. He don't know what it takes to win, but it's cool, you know. I'm not going to be jumping off the ship just yet. 12-5, we still going to get there. We ain't played no divisional games. The Dallas Cowboys.
Well, the Giants haven't played bad this year. I mean, they haven't been good, but they haven't been bad.
It won't be an easy win.
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, they're not a good team. They're probably going to win 6 or 7 games, but they haven't played bad. The Cincinnati Bengals were preseason. Like I understand that
they didn't have T. Higgins early.
Yeah, they're a good team. I don't know.
Let me close with this.
Yeah,
when this team was fully healthy, 100%.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Week one.
Uh-huh.
We put up 34 points. Yes, Hurts turned the ball over, but we put up 34 points, and this defense got some key stops in the red zone playing on a cow pasture, right? Cow pasture. Ain't that what Baldy said?
That's what Baldy said.
When I get these dudes healthy, week one, 34 points, man, y'all better stop playing with me. Man, go birds till I die, baby.
Now, hold on. One last thing, Corey. Now, we hold you in high regard here at the WIP Afternoon Show. You know, we've gone back and forth. You and I, we've had our debates, but we hold you in high regard. Foxhole guy, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. This morning, there are reports that you were a morning show caller.
Let me get this out the way real quick.
Okay.
So, you know, I ride and die with the afternoon show. This is my team.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been hearing a lot of slander. Like I'm hearing this dude. I ain't gonna say his name because we ain't saying talking about. I might take Deshaun Watson, all these dudes over Michael Jordan. So when I hear that,
can we stop with the Michael Jordan? I mean, come on. How long we keep it up with Michael Jordan?
My antenna gotta get raised up. So you know, I heard that. So I'm like, I gotta check this dude. And also, go Phillies, but Jack, tread lightly. That's all I'm gonna say. That's why I got the phone. Red light.
Wow.
Call, afternoon caller till I die.
Okay. Yeah. Drawing a line in the sand, though. All right.
So he must have called to defend Jalen.
Yes, to the morning show host whose name we don't say anymore. Did he say that he might rather have Deshaun Watson today? Did he say that?
I think he's talking about Chuck. I don't know.
Oh, is he talking about other callers?
It might have been another caller. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think the camera said he wanted Deshaun Watson.
Caller on caller crime.
Right.
That would bring up a different.
That would bring up a whole different issue.
Well, they did try to get Deshaun Watson.
Well, they tried to get almost every other quarterback. Yeah, yeah, we know. Come on.
215-592-9494. Hold 'em or fold 'em day on the WIP Afternoon Show with your preseason prediction. Jack in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon. Before I begin, I just want to say one thing. I had the pleasure of playing against a football player who was a Heisman Trophy winner, college and pro Hall of Fame, and two-time Super Bowl champ. Who was it?
I don't know.
Jim Plunkett?
No.
Oh, he's not Hall of Fame anyway.
I don't know.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
I mean,
you want to give me some type of era? If you want me to really guess, give me an era in which the guy played in.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. I'm 80 years old.
Oh, well, hell.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who?
Roger Staubach.
Okay. Oh, wow. There you go.
And you played against him.
I don't care.
In Quantico Marines versus Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Wow. Wow. Did you get the better of him at any point? What position did you play?
I was a defensive back. I was fast.
You pick him?
But this was Roger Staubach, so forget it.
It happens.
As we walked off the field, he and I went to the end of the line, as he did, because you shake hands in the military.
Yep.
And as we're walking off the field, I said, I had the pleasure of seeing you play in Philadelphia. He said, oh, against Army? I said, no. He said, oh, no. I said, yeah, Notre Dame. Notre Dame had Alan Page as a defensive end. You hung up on me?
No, we're just waiting, you know, getting a show.
Yeah, he said that wasn't good. I said, no, Notre Dame beat them 40-0. It was the year he won the Heisman. Anyhow, move on.
Okay.
I'm going to hold. My prediction was 8-9.
Oh, well, that's not that hard to hold. Yeah, yeah. What is matching up with your prediction preseason that keeps you there?
First of all, I think that we got to get rid of the coach. Right now would be the time to get rid of him because you got 2 weeks before the next game. I heard somebody in the prior program say Belichick is too old. Belichick is 72. Andy Reid is 66. He's not too old. He would command respect in that locker room more so than anybody else. And he'd pull Jalen Hurts aside and say, young man, if you want to play football in the NFL, you do what I tell you.
That's not going to work.
Unfortunately, Jack. Now, Jack, I think all three of us. I don't want to speak. I know Jack would, obviously. I know Ike is not to replace Nick, but would not be if they were to fire Nick. Would not be against hiring Bill Belichick.
Hell yeah!
But they ain't hiring Bill Belichick.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
He's not. It's not happening during the bye week.
No.
There's no. Bill Belichick is going to go into a situation when he coaches again where everything is exactly how he wants it.
Yes.
And this is a situation that is a difficult one to take over in the middle. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. And why would you want Bill Belichick to take over in the middle of the season to do what?
Right, right. But when you're firing your, it seems like if you're firing your head coach mid-season, it seems like you think you're right there and the head coach is in the way from you getting right there or something, and you think there's somebody, and most importantly, you think there's somebody on the staff who can take them there, or you're giving up on the season.
Yes.
And they're not going to give up on the season in week 5, and I don't think they think Kellen Moore is the next head coach of the Eagles, certainly not right now. So.
It rarely happens in the NFL. Usually when a coach gets fired in the middle of the season, you've thrown in the towel on the season. And you're trying to get an early look at what you want to do after the season. You basically put that guy out of his misery. And you're saying, you know what, we're evaluating the rest of the season as to who are we going to have around here moving forward. You're 2-2, ladies and gentlemen, with 13 games left to play. What owner in their right mind fires the head coach with at a 2-2 record with 13 games left to play?
After you spent 2 weeks in the offseason deciding to keep him, when you had a chance to fire him, you know, months ago.
Now, if you were 0-4, okay, I could see, maybe that's a discussion at 0-4. Because now you're saying, okay, there is a small chance to salvage the season, but that's not really even important right now. We want to know who do we have going forward. That's not where the Eagles view their team. I know it's not popular to say. I don't know how disappointed or surprised they could be at losing Sunday. I think they're fortunate to be 2-2. I think they feel that way. With the injuries they dealt with and the way the quarterback has been playing, I think they feel fortunate to be 2-2 right now. You think the Eagles are sitting there saying, we should be 4-0.
Well, and the failures personnel-wise, you imagine Howie, who spent $51 million on Bryce Huff, going into Nick and saying, you know, this is on you.
Right.
It would be a weird thing.
There would be way more questions and questions to be answered if the Eagles were to create this, not to mention the ripple effect in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go through the next 13, 14 weeks hopeless about the season.
I certainly don't.
So you can say what you want to say as far as how you feel today, sitting at 2-2. The difference is they got 2 weeks to get things fixed and get corrected, and they can change the fortune of their season. Their season isn't over with. They're 2-2 with 13 games to go.
So it's Hold'em or Fold'em Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. The team has a bye. We reassess at the bye, giving you a chance to reassess your preseason prediction. Are you going to fold them and say you have a new season prediction, or are you going to hold them and stay with what you predicted before the season? Jack is folding them. I'm folding them. Ike holding them. This is 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.